A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Chavtes, Psachim 29a, pagination page 57. Towards the bottom of the page, we have a fascinating case about 13, 14 lines from the bottom at the end of a line, Ha'ochel Chametz Shel. Ha'ochel Chametz Shel Hektish B'moed Mo'al. If a person eats chametz that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, that's holy, that's been designated for the Beis HaMikdash, the ownership is not of a personal nature, and he eats that on the holiday, on Pesach. He's eating chametz on Pesach, but the ownership of the chametz is hektish. So the first ruling is mo'al. He's considered having benefited from hektish, and he's liable to the specific punishments associated with eating something that belongs to hektish. Namely, that he would have to pay back keren v'chomesh, the principal plus an extra fifth, because that is the penalty associated with stealing from hektish. Instead of gneva, stealing, it's called mi'ila, a higher level, a more strict event. V'yesh omrim, and there are others who say, lo ma'al, it's not called mi'ila, and he does not have to pay back, and we'll see in a moment, for a unique reason. Man yesh omrim, what is the source for this yesh omrim? Some say that it's not mi'ila. In other words, whenever you learn something, you want to ascertain what's considered the pashtus, the simple understanding of things, and what's considered the approach that needs explanation. So the simple approach certainly would be that whenever you eat something that belongs to hektish, it would be called me'ila, and it would require keren v'chomesh, principle plus the fifth. So we're asking, who is the yesh omrim that say that it's not considered me'ila because it's happening during Pesach with chametz? Rav Yechanan said, Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakonahi. It's following the opinion of Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakona. Ditanya, because we learnt. Put on your thinking cap, a fascinating comparison. Rabbi Yechanan ben Hakona haya osa es yom ha-kipurim kishabis litash lumin. Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakona said that if a person violates Yom Kippur while damaging somebody, then it is comparable to violating Shabbos when damaging somebody. Ma Shabbos mischayev benafsha upoto min atashlumin. We have a rule, kam le bidraba minei, that if a person is liable for two different punishments, a death penalty plus a financial liability, so we only hit them with the greater one. So if the person is in violation of a capital offense, such as Shabbos, at the same time that he's in violation of damaging his friend, financial, so then he's only going to be liable for the capital punishment. That's true regarding Shabbos, because it's a capital punishment that's punishable in this world. Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakona's position is, Af Yom HaKippurim, the same rule of giving a person the greater punishment applies by Yom Kippur as well. If he damages somebody at the same time that is in violation of Yom Kippur, even though Yom Kippur is not punishable by the earthly court. Yom Kippur is liable for the punishment called kares, which is cut off. It's a heavenly punishment, whatever its guidelines are. It's not punishable in the earthly court. Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakona compares them. He says Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. And just like Shabbos is mischayev benafsho, he gets the capital punishment and he does not pay. Af Yom HaKippurim is chayev benafsho upoto mitashlumin, so Yom Kippur also, he gets the capital punishment and he does not pay. What does this have to do with us? Because eating chametz on Pesach is punishable by kares. by the heavenly punishment, not by the earthly court. And therefore, if a person eats chametz on Pesach at the same time that he's liable for a payment, according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, that kares qualifies as capital punishment for this purpose, and it absolves him of financial liability, so then a person who eats chametz, liable by kares, on Pesach, is not going to have to pay, and if he was eating hekdesh, he would not be bound by the payments of me'ilah, because he's not liable for payment, period. And that is one approach in understanding this yesh omrim, this ruling that says, ha'ochel chametz shel hekdesh b'moed is lo mo'al. A person who eats chametz of hekdesh on Pesach does not have to pay. It's following Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana's ruling that kares is the same as earthly court punishments. It's considered a death penalty, a capital punishment. And the rule of kamle b'drabba minei is that you get the stronger punishment and are absolved of the weaker one. So that's one approach. Let's turn the page, and among the approaches that are presented in the Gemara, we'll do one more, also a fascinating approach. So we're on Chavtes Amid Beis, 29b, pagination 58, on the third line, second word. Hacha baha kamifligi. Over here we can understand this machlokes of whether the person who ate hektish chametz on Pesach should be liable for payment or not. It follows the following rule. B'davar hagorem lemamon kemamon dami. Something that has no value of its own, but it causes money, is it itself considered money? Let's give a practical example just to appreciate what's going on over here. Let's say a person has been entrusted with a package of chametz tikka cookies. So he has this box of animal crackers on his shelf and he's guarding it. He's supposed to return it to the owner when the owner gets back from his trip. Okay. Pesach comes. What does he do with this box of animal crackers? Certainly what he was supposed to do was sell it with the chametz. Sell it either because he's liable, because it's his, or sell it on behalf of the person who entrusted it to him. It's certainly a zechus. Make sure it's sold to the non-Jew so that it's not a Jew's during Pesach, and it should be permitted to be eaten after Pesach, after the buyback. He didn't. He left this box of animal crackers on the shelf. He shrugged his shoulders. He said, listen, I don't know if it's his, if it's mine, if it's mine, if it's his. I don't know whose it is. It's not my problem. He entrusted it to me. He put it over there on the shelf. I put it on the shelf. I don't care. I'm leaving it there. After Pesach, I'll return it to him. It's his problem. Let him talk it over with his rabbi, whether he's allowed to eat the animal crackers or not. What would happen after Pesach? So at least in one approach, he would simply return the animal crackers to the owner. And when the person says, was it sold during Pesach? Am I allowed to eat it? He would shrug his shoulders, say, I don't know, you can't tell anything in the animal crackers whether they were owned by a Jew or not. It's a hidden damage. And as a hidden damage, I'm not interested in dealing with this. It looks like a box of animal crackers. You gave me, I'm giving it to you back. Don't bother me with tracing and knowing whether it really is permitted, it's not permitted, etc. What's left is that the animal crackers in this case might actually be forbidden to be eaten. They might actually have no value because they can't be used. It's chametz she'over alav ha'pesach, it's chametz that was owned by a Jew that went through Pesach. However, in a certain respect, they have value. The value is that he can hand it to the person who entrusted it to him and say, you gave me the box of animal crackers, I'm giving it to you back, I should not be liable to pay for them. There are no noticeable damages, it's a hidden damage, and I should be absolved of my shmira, of my guardianship, because I returned it. Certainly one approach. Which brings us to the question, does chametz during Pesach have value, period? Does it have value to anybody? It's owned by a Jew, it would have no value. What happens if it's owned by Hektish? The question that the Gemara says could be the critical point in understanding whether you have to pay for the chametz of Hektish that was eaten during Pesach is, Dover agorim lemamon kemamon dami. If it causes money, it's not money, but it causes me to be absolved of my guardianship. Manda amar mo'al, the one who says it's called me'ila, and the person would have to pay back. Kasavar, dover agorim lemamon kemamon dami, considers it value. It has value, even though it's one of these interesting, logic, not so straightforward values. It has value because you can return it. Whether you can return it or not still doesn't give it value. It's not valuable. You're getting the guy on a technicality. You gave me a box and I'm giving you a box back. It doesn't really have any intrinsic value. And therefore, when it comes to me'ila, this shita would hold that there was no me'ila that took place because it simply did not have value. Yashar koach, have a great day.